Catching up with Phil Ruck. 3MDR station manager and broadcaster Phil Ruck was so pleased to be asked to be profiled in this Connect edition that he said he would even iron his shirt for the photo. Phil has been station manager for the local radio station for 4 years, but his passion began long before then. My first taste of 3MDR was in late 2007 at the station's annual Big Gig event, where I saw some fantastic local bands and met many of the presenters and volunteers, he said. Phil was soon encouraged to present his own show. He kicked off with a time slot on Wednesdays at 4 a.m, into which he was thrown after a six-hour training session that included just 2 hours of being allowed to press a few buttons. He now co-hosts the Imaginary Friends show on Mondays from 6 to 9 a.m. Located in Emerald and broadcast 24/7 across Cardinia Shire, 3MDR is a not-for-profit organisation, only 3 staff receive wages, funded by local business sponsorship, the occasional grant, and about 400 subscribers, a number which is growing thanks to Phil's dedication to the cause. The station has gone from strength to strength, winning several national awards over the past 5 years, 3 Community Broadcasting Association Australia's awards, 2013 Contribution to Australian Music, Mountain of Sound Project, 2014 Excellence in Community Participation, and 2014 Excellence in Sports Programming. Plus, the Sri Lankan show has won the National Ethnic and Multicultural Broadcasters Council Best Program 3 times since 2013, Phil said. All this from a grassroots beginning. The station was established in response to the Ash Wednesday fires of 1983 by a few community members who saw it as a means to better inform the Dandenong Ranges communities during an emergency. With 90 volunteer presenters, 3MDR airs more than 63 topical and musical shows each week, as varied as the presenters themselves. The station allows people to learn skills in broadcasting, including radio presentation and interviewing techniques, as well as develop technical skills in sound engineering and using recording and editing software. Local musicians who don't get airplay on commercial stations also get a chance to shine on 3MDR, which Phil said is great given the region is blessed with so much talent. 3MDR has taken over my life, but I'm very fortunate to work here. It doesn't really feel like work. A great crew of people walk through that door every day, so it's impossible not to enjoy it. More info, tune into 3MDR at 97.1 FM. For more information or to subscribe to the station, visit 3mdr.com.